Chapter 57, The Eagle and the Snake. The Greeks had built a great wall around their camp where their ships lay on the beach. In front of the wall, there was a ditch filled with sharp wooden spikes. To enter the camp, a man had to pass along a narrow causeway and through a gate with two heavy wooden doors, which were now open to let in the last remaining Greeks. Asius, a Trojan, saw his chance, and whipping on his horses, he charged along the causeway toward the gate, hoping to keep it open for the Trojans to pass through. The Greeks on top of the wall saw this, and threw spears and stones at him, desperately trying to keep Asius back. The Greeks only managed to close the gate just in time. Meanwhile, the other Trojans dismounted from their chariots, and carrying their shields before them, edge to edge so they formed a wall, they slowly began to advance along the causeway. At that moment, an eagle flew overhead, a snake in its talons. The snake, covered in its own blood, was still alive and struggled to get free. As the men watched, it lashed out and bit the eagle in the neck. The eagle screamed and dropped the snake. The Trojans hesitated. It was an evil omen. Then Hector spoke. "Do not put your trust in birds. Fight for your country. That is the best, the only omen." He picked up a great rock that lay nearby, and he threw it with all his force at the gate. The Greeks watched in horror as it smashed through the doors, tearing them off their hinges in a storm of splinters. Hector came charging through, his face as dark as night, his armor flashing like the setting sun. "Storm the wall," he shouted, "storm the wall." The Greeks fled as the Trojans rushed through.